Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, styling school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, Magazine, Basic Training, MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Dominica Loretto. She is the owner, founder of Illinois Supreme Wellness and Aesthetics with emphasis on holistic health, fitness, beauty, anti-aging. She's joining me along with her husband, partner, Steve. His specializations in the area of wellness, kinesiology, and a recovery coach. Then the sports doctor's in with some upcoming guest info, Dr. Bob Wisdom. Dominica Loretto, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, how are you? How is everyone?
Good. Good. Dominica, give us some background on yourself and Supreme Wellness.
So I am a former ER nurse. I have been a nurse in emergency room for over 10 years. So that's how my journey started. And I've been always into helping people. But just realized after a few years in emergency room that Western medicine is not where my passion is. I realized that what we actually concentrating on is, you know, treating just the symptoms,
yeah,
but
Denise
not getting to the root cause.
Right? Yeah, disease management instead of, you know, how long we've yes. been featuring holistic medicine. I featured for 4 decades. On the Sports Doctor. And Dominique, it's interesting. Back then, it was called alternative medicine. At least we've got to change now to complementary medicine. But the whole area, again, of our healthcare system, you know, surgery, pills, constant commercials for drugs.
Right.
And you and your colleagues paying big attention. Now, the combination is interesting, not only of the health, wellness, holistic side and the area of beauty, is an interesting marriage and connection, isn't it?
It is, you know, because I guess you do realize that whether you come in somewhere for beauty treatment or wellness or medical advice, it all comes down to your well-being and your health status, you know. So we started Supreme as a typical med spa. And after, you know, a few years, we just realized that we focus on what we see, right? So the same as emergency room, we were focusing on the symptoms, same in the beauty industry. People were coming with, you know, dull, poor quality skin. They were seeking for aesthetic treatment, but no one ever before was looking into, okay, let's look at under the hood, right?
Yeah, under the hood. You have to include their general health, the idea before you do anything in the mass, you know, it's mass business, the plastic surgery, all these different methodologies. So you taking a step back and including the health and wellness of that individual first and then paying attention to what you might be recommending. Again, I know that you guys, anti-aging, health and wellness, it's like the sports doctor, prevent injuries on the left and high performance on the right. How long have you been involved with Supreme Wellness, Dominica?
So we've been still a, you know, new company. We started in 2020, and then 2021 we had our second location, so it's still new, but I gotta say it's definitely evolved. Now we just have a full-time phlebotomist in our office that can draw blood. We have a lot of different, our medical director is doing regenerative medicine, PRP for pain management, stem cells, or different biologics.
Who is your medical, who's your medical manager,
Dr. Aaron Zirk. So he has, you know, office hours. He does also remote consultations. We have Dr. Barbie Allegretti. She is a functional medicine provider. So she works mostly with blood work analysis and treating with supplements. But let me tell you, there's no one better than her when it comes to reading a blood work.
You know, the whole world, again, nutrition, you know, we've had the contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, RDK, Kate Davis, Sports Nutrition. I deal with sports pharmacy, and we deal with so many of these different areas in health and wellness. Domenica, what's the website people find out about? What's the Supreme site?
So it's supremewellness.co.
Okay.
And then
it's interesting, you know,
I
see you pay attention to hyperbaric oxygen. You know, in podiatry, hyperbaric oxygen has been around in wound healing and diabetes for a long, long time. But one of my consistent guests, Hillary Loftus, who was the education director for working with our wounded, the whole brain injury area and concussion area, hyperbaric oxygen's a big deal.
Yes, it is. You are right. So we are actually now getting an influx of patients that are doing hyperbaric chamber for mental health. Whether they
Michael
struggle
Jackson.
With depression.
Do you remember Michael Jackson, who used to be so involved? But there's a big area of the world of sports concussion. I have experts on from all over the world for years talking about all aspects of the identification, the treatement. And again,
even recovery post their, like, you know, games. So Steve has many young athletes that they do it either prior to their game or after.
I got to get you guys to pay attention to their foot mechanics when it comes to the rest of the body. Absolutely something. That's why I was excited. You know, I go with our common friend, Rob Fletcher, the Hall of Fame martial artist. He was on my show a couple of weeks ago. He's been on for years with me talking about the functional side of things. Again, functional medicine is now a new term, and it really means paying attention to causes, paying attention to not treating symptoms only. And it's interesting because, you know, Eastern medicine has done that, I think, for, 5,000 years, Dominique?
Yes. Yep.
Give it take a few weeks.
Right. Now, it's also... Go ahead.
You know, go ahead. I wanted to ask you, too, the education side. And we talk so much on the Sports Doctor. We talk about awareness. We talk about education, making a difference. And sometimes, again, the idea that the functional medicine, which has become very, very popular, again, including exercise, is such a big deal. And the Sports Doctor, we talk about the new medicine, Domenica, which is what you're about. Number one is eat smarter. And I'll leave it up to you guys to define smarter. But number two is keep moving. You want to do yoga, you want to go to the gym, you want to be a runner, keep moving. And number three, big area, we're talking about Steve, rest and recovery, the idea of reducing stress. Your background's been a lot of that in so many ways, hasn't it? Again, paying big attention. I call it the mental game.
Yes, I mean, we do, like, even on my Instagram, I always talk about three principles, which is, you know, your sleep, your diet, and your activity. So exactly what you said in just different words, but that's what we preaching. Because honestly, if people can or don't have the three principles down, there's really no reason to try a different, whether it's peptides or other therapies. You gotta have those principles down. You've got to be,
you know, besides the world of drugs on the left and supplements in the middle, now again there's all sorts of anti-aging situations. A longtime friend, Dr. Bob Goldman, gosh, I did the podiatry when he was with the National Association of Sports Medicine. He's such a champion and superstar in it, the whole world of anti-aging. But the areas of the biohacking, the peptides, paying attention to a different side, a new addition. You're in the middle of all that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Yes. Yeah, we do utilize peptides. But like I said, if you someone who doesn't care about your diet, no activity, and
right.
3 hours of sleep, and you drink alcohol, these peptides won't do anything for you. You got to start with the basis. It's like I always say, don't buy a roof for your house if you don't have foundations, right? So we start with the basics.
Or at least how about a couple of doors, maybe, or, you know,
start with the basics.
Yes.
Now we're adding the mental health, because mental health aspect is it's crucial, whether you're an athlete just the average person who just wants to have a better life.
Yes. Well, this is a huge area. You know, I work very closely. Rick Bava is the baby boomer guru with today's Senior Magazine. We have a lot of his people on talking, you know, brain health. But the idea that 80 is the new 60 and 70 is the new 50, good luck to me, right? The idea that people are paying huge attention again, health and wellness, a different side of things that include, everything that you're really, really talking about. And then you get an opportunity to, add some of these special ingredients. Anti-aging is such a big area where people want to try to be active or stay healthy as long as they can. I've featured childhood obesity for decades on my show. Obesity is still a huge problem. Isn't it amazing that in so many ways we're treading water in the area of health and wellness? What do you think? You have hope for us, Dominica?
I think obesity, like, and especially in the United States, that's a huge problem, and we all know that. And I think more and more people traveling, like, to Europe's realizing that we do have a big problem, and especially with kids, right? I want to say we, like, what, number one on obesity list when it comes to, like, kids. So, like, you're doing a great job with education, everything, and I think education
it's gonna
is
going to break
right?
us as a society. You know, diabetes is an unbelievable scourge. They had to rename it. Dominica, it used to be secondary diabetes. They're renaming it because there were so many children involved. And again, it'll break us as a society. We can't afford to take care of all of these people with the high blood pressure, again, and these obesity-related situations.
Right.
But
that's
again, best athletes in the world or their grandmas you pay attention to. But again, when you add the world of aesthetics, and you add, again, some of these things that you're talking about. Give us some of the bullet points that you're, again, paying such attention to, again, with Supreme Wellness.
Well, yeah, when it comes to aesthetics, let's say when someone comes in for, has acne-prone skin, right, and comes in for a laser because they just want to laser off the acne or acne scars. First thing I want to know, okay, is there any inflammation in the body that causes the acne? Because me doing a laser for you, that's just putting a Band-Aid,
How's your relationship with medicine? From plastic surgery to primary care doctors, you know, to the plastic surgeons, how are they getting excited about all the great work you guys are doing? I'm being a little facetious.
Okay, there are some primary physicians. They're more open to alternative medicine. A lot of them, unfortunately, are still in that, you know, Western medicine model.
Yes.
And it's
that's where the word complementary medicine comes in. Alternative medicine means there's your side and my side, sort of.
Complementary means.
Now, the mental side, the spirituality side, you know, May just was Mental Health Awareness Month, so many of these different areas. And you find that, again, you know, sometimes the plastic surgery is such a big deal. The world of Botox, some of these different. So what are some of the services, quickly? Give us a list of some of the services Supreme can include.
So on the aesthetic side, yes, you know, for, let's say, Botox, fillers, lasers, like lasers resurfacing, skin tightening, Sculptra, biostimulators, collagen boosters, microneedling, facials, hydrofacials. So that's on the aesthetic side, right? Now we have a wellness side that we offer IV infusions. We do NAD also, which is very popular now. Vitamin shots, you know, we do glutathione shots. We have a red light therapy bed, which is probably the most powerful
bed. Far infrared has been a healing modality, of course, for years and years. We used to pay a lot of attention to that with magnetic.
Yeah, very powerful. Even we're using even for recovery. Athletes are using that. We have obviously the hyperbaric chamber. We have medical grade hyperbaric chamber that comes from OxyHealth. And I, not that they don't pay me, I'm not trying to promote them, but they are amazing. A very good company, very well run.
Well, another frontier, it's going to be interesting to see whether hyperbaric oxygen enhances performance. I think that's again in Hillary Loftus, my guest from Israel. And the Aviv Institute with a lot of the different world. How's the world of insurance? Oh, I wanted to ask you. I'll ask Steve that also, but I knew the time would fly by. Dominique, again, you'll give me the website that people could find out all about you and the great services at Supreme.
So it's supremewellness.co.
Okay, Supreme Wellness.
I will leave... Yes, I will leave my Instagram, which is Dominica_Loureiro. It's Laureto.
Yeah, I'll ask your husband how to spell it. Anyway, hold on, Dominica. Yeah, fantastic. Again, the founder of Illinois Supreme Wellness and Aesthetics. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Everything sports, medicine, fitness, wellness. And we've got the second member of Loretto team, Steve Loretto. And he's specializing in the world of kinesiology, functional movement, recovery coach. Hey, Steve, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, appreciate you having me on.
Great. You know, like I asked Dominica, give us some background, Steve, on yourself and your participation and the whole area of what you're doing in Supreme.
All right, a little bit of background. Degree in kinesiology, minor nutrition, went back, got a master's in psychology from Adler School of Psychology and also in kines. So really big on movement, big on biomechanics, and big on recovery as far as, you know, we got to work out hard, but we also got to recover hard as well. So that's what I do here at Wellness. And I love what I do, Dr. Bob, so I'm not really working.
I hear you. You know, and it's a passion. I feel the same way. And I've been in the radio, give or take, 40 years. And the idea of that, again, as a sports podiatrist, the role of the foot is key. Any lower extremity problem that's persisted, it's not foot caused, it's foot related. Or if we're talking about preventing problems, be a step or two quicker. But rest and recovery has been a tough sell for a long time, and it's great to see the attention. You know, I have on physiotherapists, physical therapists, athletic trainers. A month ago, I had a Taoist on talking about 3,000-year-old the rules of the mental game. Just coming off May, the mental health awareness game. So I was going to ask you, how does that sports psychology skill fit in when you're dealing with these families, coaches, and or athletes, Steve?
Well, it's all mental, right? It all starts with the mind. So whether you're performing, whether you're training, it's really the mindset and the ability to have that right mindset on what we're doing. But I will say this too, Dr. Bob, it also starts with the feet. It starts with the feet and works its way up. So the feet are very important, the bottom of the feet. We do a lot of activation with our feet here at Supreme as well, on top of recovery.
Yes. One of my longtime supporters, the inventor, creator, I don't know if you're aware of the sand dune stepper. The sand dune stepper is a piece of equipment that simulates being on the beach. And you get a chance to work so many different intrinsic areas. We're big rubber band fans over the years.
Huge fan of that, especially in winter months. I'm a huge fan of that sand dune in the winter months here in Chicago. You know, a friend of mine, he's the Secretary of State here, Alexi Giannoulias. Him and I used to run sprints on North Avenue Beach all summer long. But when we got to the winter, we can't run beach sprints anymore. I love that sand dune. I use that sand dune here at Supreme when we do Live O2, which is high altitude training.
Yes, Matt Dollars was on my show when he just started. And we were really, really talking about that whole kind of a situation. Again, my world, the world of orthotics, you know, we just celebrated the 15th year, Steve. I can't believe it.
Wow.
A young boy from Illinois, Evan Lysacek, who was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. And it was 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist. I'm still celebrating on his end. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. The role of orthotics alignment is a big, big deal. 50% of the girls I see, whether they're volleyball players, tennis players, runners, half of them, knee problems that are foot-related. So many times getting together with individuals like yourself. You know, are you in the best shoe for your foot type? Good luck to you. Are you even fit properly? So when we're looking at some of the, I just wrote an article. I think I sent you guys copies. It was in Lower Extremity Review last month. It's called The Prodigy Sports. I talk about it in my book, #HeySportsParents. where we're talking about kids who are specializing very early, whether we like it or not. You know, yep. Think gymnastics, figure skating, now even tennis and soccer. You get 12-year-olds, it's all they want to do. This is many times when we'll try to send them to individuals like yourself in order to be able to really pay big attention to that functional side. And then, again, if you're in the psychology, then you could somehow put up with their coaches and parents. Right, Steve?
Yes, so true. So true. Good luck to you. You know, but we're all trying to get to that same goal, right? We're all trying to get to the goal of winning, and there's different levels of winning. So there is that mind game, absolutely, with that.
But the you know, I work very closely with the baby boomers, Rick Bava with his great Today Senior Health magazine and everything that they do. And 80 is the new 60 and 70 is the new 50. So we want, again, pickleball. It's another article I wrote. 2020, that pickleball was physical. No one knew how to spell it. What we were talking about, 70-year-olds jumping on a pickleball court and, you know, pulling Achilles tendons and getting injured. But the senior population who want to stay healthy, they want to 100%. Stay out of trouble, rest and recovery. You know, one of the reasons, again, I co-authored the book, Steve, there's an epidemic, everybody, with capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries. Heck, 20% of Tommy John surgeries on teenagers. So we pay huge attention to overkill when it comes to youth sports because many times, again, you see your hockey player, hey, we're playing a triple header, you know, both days of the weekend because of scheduling. So you got to be an educator, right, Steve?
100%. It was like when I played baseball as a kid, we played 6 games in 2 days. You know, some of us would end up pitching 7 to 8 innings, whatever happened to the rule. They were only supposed to pitch 6 innings for the entire week, and 1 weekend we're pitching 7 innings. So really got to pay attention, and we're growing at that age too. So that's important to understand.
Oh, yeah, I had to see 12-year-old girl was doing triple jumps. You're talking about hitting the ice with maybe 6, 7, 8 times your weight. We've had fabulous success adding orthotics. I don't care if there's nothing wrong. When we're talking about optimum alignment is a step up. In many instances, it's not.
I wore them my entire life, Doc. I've worn them since I was a kid. I was very fortunate that my parents got me involved with that, and I've been wearing orthotics my entire life.
Yes, they give many. I'm so glad you brought that up, Steven. You're hired. The idea when parents or coaches would ask, does my son or daughter, or do I need orthotics? Good question. Many times I'd say, let's talk about whether you would benefit. When properly done, this is a key point because you get art supports and you got all sorts of stores and doing scans and whatever, and you can't beat a qualified podiatrist when it really, especially sports podiatry, when it comes to taking into account all of these different things, shoe selection, et cetera. But again, you're also getting involved, you know, with Dominique on the area, again, of anti-aging and this whole idea of adding exercise to the idea, again, of the supplement world and the aesthetic world. That's got to be an interesting marriage for you.
It's a very interesting marriage. It's a great way to supplement the body, right? So, orthotics is a supplement. Hyperbaric chamber is a supplement. Peptides are a supplement. So it's the ability to understand each individual and what their needs are and tailor those needs through these different modalities that we use here at Supreme and other things as well. So,
yes, I
love combining all that stuff.
Yeah, what's the challenge in the crazy insurance world where we used to have to argue years ago, heck, just to get physical therapy covered, let alone when you were talking anything preventative. How's that challenge of, like personal training for the most part, does insurance really not get involved at all? Many times with many of the services.
It's still cash-based in our world, in our space, but I think that is changing. I think we're going to see that change in the next couple of years.
The cash side has always been.
Yeah, it's a very – I mean, orthotics were always used. I mean, you could get them through the insurance, and you still can, I believe. So I think that's a great tool to have. Chiropractors still through the insurance. Blood work to a certain degree through the insurance. So there are things that you can still run through the insurance. Other modalities like hyperbaric, red light, steam ozone, stuff like that, peptide therapy. Unfortunately, you can't run it through the insurance.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you guys have heard of Dr. Howard Robbins. He's an old fraternity brother of mine for University of Louisville. Howard is one of the world's leading authorities on ozone therapy. And we paid huge attention to it in the world of Lyme syndrome, in rheumatoid arthritis and other particular areas. Even in the area of high performance, he's on the East Coast.
100%.
Yeah, this was, again, another new area of information, especially with, you know, leg dragging, foot dragging Western medicine when it would come to even area. Where in the rest and recovery world, you know, we've had a lot of experts on. Do you pay attention to the meditation side, to the visualization side?
We use BrainTap here. We use BrainTap through Dr. Porter. And that helps us with meditation and breath work and the ability to really quiet our mind and, you know, that subconscious thinking as far as when we're just relaxing and getting that recovery in as well.
We'll stack that BrainTap
in the hyperbaric chamber too.
Yes. Well, again, these are these areas that have been so successful. And, again, there's no side effects unless you trip over the hyperbaric oxygen machine, for example.
No, everybody's for oxygen. Why not breathe oxygen 95% compared to 21% that we breathe outside, right?
Yeah, so we also were very involved in the magnetic world over the years with companies like Niken years ago in the far infrared materials, which would warm areas that were cold and cooled areas that were hot.
Yeah.
But the far infrared and that type of therapy, again, both in enhancing health, but then the area of enhancing performance is another exciting
100%.
Area. Would you agree?
100%. And pulse electrical muscle fields combined with red light therapy is amazing for performance. Amazing. That stack is amazing to help athletes perform better.
And that whole area, again, whether it's, you know, the biohacking, this paying attention to the anti-aging world and or peptides, this is an area that most people really, really need to just get educated about. Do you find that general medicine is at least including, I know in anti-aging you pay big attention to these areas, right? Our friend Bob Goldman, the champion.
He's the champion. I mean, he started AM4M conferences. He's the godfather of longevity. When you think about it, all his world records, Guinness World Records, the ability, what he could do is amazing.
I did the podiatry, and when he was doing the National Academy of Sports Medicine 100 years ago, I was doing the podiatry and stuff with him. But no one has been more involved, whether it was inventing equipment, whether it was setting records and push-ups and wall standing and who knows whatever he did. And his colleague, the DO, Dr. Katz, these guys, all of these years ago, really being such champions in these areas, and that's been an exciting. And I see Fletcher very involved also in the muscle and fitness world. It's been great to see some of these exciting areas, Steve. It's great to see a part of it.
I love it. I mean, it's never gonna stop evolving this space, and it's exciting to be a part of it.
I knew the time would fly with Steve. Give me the website again. People could find out all about
SupremeWellness.co. So SupremeWellness.co is the website. You can also find us on Instagram at Supreme_Wellness_Aesthetics.
Fantastic. You're on our roster of guests, Steve. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, we're back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We had a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom. We've been talking a lot about my whole new consultation world, the Sports Doctors In, surrounded by all these experts. Many of them, if they weren't contributing to my book, they have been radio guests in all areas of sports fitness, sports medicine and wellness, talking about whether it's the coaches or the parents, and coming up with a plan for your son and daughter. We've got some great shows coming up. A host of Ageless Timeless podcast, very popular podcast. Michelle Hughes will be joining me next week. Again, think about that title, Ageless Timeless. Boy, that covers so many different areas. And then Rick Bava. I mentioned Rick on my show today. Rick, the baby boomer guru, author and contributor, again, with his today's senior magazine. Rick's been on many times. He's recommended so many guests in the area of health and wellness, brain health, etc. Great show. Following week, again, another podcaster with Shit After 40, Chris Stow, will be joining me. And then one of our faves, Joe Jura. Joe, again, entrepreneur, his exploding Go Brewing, non-alcoholic beer, his relaxing brew, adding the world of TFC. So he's coming back to join us. So as always, great guests coming up on the Sports Doctor. Again, our website, my website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. All again, continuous, thesportsdoctorradio.com. And you can read a lot of the stuff that we're doing. And again, people ask all the time, they want to listen to past shows with all these great guests. And if you go to bbsradio.com/the sports doctor. If you go to archives, listen to whatever you'd like and get involved on that side of things. Again, my email, whether you're looking to have your email included in the Sports Doctors In segment, or you want to check out, take care advantage of the free consultation of the Sports Doctors In Consulting, then send me an email, drrwildsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. A couple of emails. Tom says, my son's 12 years old. He's already in two or three different soccer leagues, a traveling team. He's had some heel concerns. And what do you think? You know, Tom, first of all, get out of the cleat. Soccer is famous, so is baseball, for cleats right under the growth center of the heel and the growth center of the ball of the foot. And the main problem with kids that age, there's a giant growth center on the back and bottom of the heel bone. It comes together in boys at about 15, 16 years old, girls a little bit earlier. And before then, it's susceptible to stress. Running, jumping can aggravate that area. And putting, so again, get into a multi-nub shoe that spreads the stress across the whole foot as far as soccer shoes, and they are available. We call this condition apophysitis, which is inflammation of the growth center. It could be aggravated, again, in any sport that involves running, jumping. Think of coming down from double and triple jumps in figure skating, or coming down for a rebound. And again, so anybody could be susceptible. Usually we got to back off. We got to back off activity,
for a week or two. When it's persistent or ongoing, it is the number one healed problem I see, orthotics or magic. The idea of paying big attention to foot type. If your son has an aggressively pronated foot, the shearing force aggravates that growth center. If your son or daughter has high arches, then the pounding of the heel is noted mechanically. So we've had great success in solving the problem, which is a real pain in the heel with this apophysitis. Denise says, I'm 45 years old. I've been diagnosed with a neuroma. What is it? What about it? Neuroma is a condition which is a thickening or callousing of the nerve connection between the toes, but most specifically between the third and fourth toe is a particular connection. When that's rubbed or aggravated, it'll get bigger and bigger and start to cause symptoms like could be shooting pain in the ball of the foot, could be numbness. Patients many times will say, I feel like my sock is bunching up under my foot. And over the years, we used to feel that surgery was the only answer, and that's long gone. There's now very successful conservative measures, cortisone injections, maybe a few might be required. We've had great success with orthotics, which help to properly align the foot and redistribute that excessive pressure under the ball of the foot. So you want to be able to include podiatry who can talk to you about whether you're in the best shoe that would deal with this. If you're looking at somebody who's recommending surgery right away, I'd get a second opinion. I can't remember the last neuroma surgery we needed. It is successful, but it can have problems. So we want to pay big attention again to the proper diagnosis. Many times a diagnostic ultrasound, the same science that looks at a baby fetus in the mom's tummy, is the same science that can look at nerves and tendons and capsules. X-rays won't tell us, although, again, ruling out a stress fracture is important. I wanted to share also with everybody, again, the hashtag Hey Sports Parents. I'm already working on adding on hashtag Hey Sports Parents and Grandparents because, man, we see so many grandparents are big fans of their grandson or granddaughter. But again, one of the chapters, again, in Lower Extremity Review magazine, which just celebrated their 16th anniversary, I've written so many articles for them, and they just featured the prodigy sports. And in that article, we talk about if your son or daughter is specializing. We don't want children to specialize in one sport. Every doctor, every trainer wants these kids to use different parts of the body, experience different situations with teams, and that's the recommendation. That's great, unless your son or daughter loves figure skating, or they love gymnastics, or they love soccer, or they love swimming, volleyball, where we start to see traveling teams, club teams, in early teens. And these are special kids, and number one, we want to maybe stop fighting and trying to not understand that this is what they love. And number two, we want to pay special attention, whether it's, again, off ice, off court, strengthening. But I recommend to them what I recommend to any of our active people, whether they're playing pickleball, whether they're runners, whether they're playing any sport, whether their son or daughter or granddaughter plays any sport. And number one is strengthen your feet and ankles. Learn how to use rubber bands. Learn how to use things like Bosu and the great sand dune stepper, which simulates being on the beach and working the grip. You know, the late, great sports therapist that I was lucky to meet in the late 70s, Bob Guida, who just had tremendous respect for the role of the foot in sports. And he'd see the John McEnroes and the Walter Paytons and the Jim McMahons and so many different sports came to him to enhance performance or deal with an injury. Eric Soderholm, Bill Buckner. And he used to have this famous saying, for those of us a little bit older, he said, I want to work the feet like Von Cliburn's hands, who is a famous pianist. I want to work those toes. And I want to work what we call the intrinsic muscles inside the foot. You wear shoes all your life. You really don't use the intrinsics. So you want to strengthen feet and ankles. Ankles, still number one injury in sports, number one injury in activity. You don't need an injury to pay attention to strengthening. Learn how to do it. The number two exercise, work balance. Today, it's a big deal preventing falling in seniors and super seniors. It's also a big deal if you're young athletes, they playing basketball and up and down the court, any court sport, any field sport. So whether you're a senior, just learning how to balance on one foot, Guida used to have 10 mini trams lined up. And if the athlete was a hockey player, they would be on the mini tram with a hockey stick or a baseball glove. Whatever. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Catch you next week, the Sports Doctor.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody, we are back. We sit in another segment of emails here. So I thought that I would pay attention again to questions we get all the time, again, regarding what was the purpose, what were the different segments and parts of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, which is still, of course, available on Amazon. And I wanted to, again, mention that co-author was the Volleyball Hall of Famer, national team member, Sharky Zartman. Sharky also hosted, still does on occasion, a radio show with the great Healthy Life Radio and our friends over at Healthy Life. And she is the initial chapter talking about Sports Parenting 101. And she deals with everything from what level would your son or daughter be involved, how serious are they, to whether it was coaching problems and or parent-coach conversation, interaction, whether it was abusive coaches, whether it was those kinds of sides of challenges and problems we've seen in youth sports. So she really gives a complete picture of options. Again, your kid's the best athlete in the country. They're going to listen to what she's talking about. Again, whether we're talking about seniors or the whole other side of things, parenting these kids, coaching these kids, a terrific first segment. The second segment, the sports doctor's in. It's me. Ha! And we talk about, the epidemic of youth sports injuries. Because of overuse, injuries happen in any sport. You know, something happens, you stepped in a hole, you tripped, you got hurt, you got hit with a ball, you are injured. It's an acute injury. Chronic injuries many times are a different story, a whole different area where we're talking in many instances just too much, especially with these kids. Overscheduling, overdoing it. I can't tell you how often we would hear from that youngster or from the parent, you know, Dr. Weil, my daughter, you know, she doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her knees are killing her, her ankles are hurting her. And the idea of this whole concept of needing, whether it's over the counter or with this whole other area of pain pills or of performance enhancing, this is why we pay big attention also with one of the guests on our show, Jessica Sports Pharmacy. I also, in the Sports Doctors In chapter, talk about whether it's shoe technology, the importance of shoe selection, shoe fitting. We pay big attention to orthotics, that whole topic of orthotics, whether it's in the world of figure skating, whether it's in the world of volleyball, whether we're talking about pickleball, the senior citizen. We also pay big attention to the world of concussions. I have experts that we've talked to and guests over the years, and almost every contributor to the book, as well as individuals who are taking part with me in the whole Sports Doctors In Consulting, they've been radio guests, local, national, international. And so we include, you know, the fact that there ain't no injury-free tackle football, period. And this whole area of having to change rules in different sports, I'm excited that flag football is becoming very popular, both male and female. Even in the Pro Bowl, they play flag football. I think they're going to play NFL players. Again, we have everything, the whole art of football and the, what it takes in so many different areas without the collision side of it. So lots of different areas. The third part of Sports Doctors In deals with these experts in their areas. Nutrition, physical training, mental training, parenting, psychiatry, physical training, all sorts of different areas. So many different experts, eight of them, putting their two cents in. The final part of the book is parents' perspective, where I have some of my favorite parents over the years, figure skating parents, soccer parents, volleyball parents, putting their two cents in, what it's like to have a serious son or daughter where some of these different challenges, the financial challenges, we featured that on the Sports Doctor radio show, where I've had, again, I've had the money doctor, Dr. Francis Rahom, and talking about these kinds of challenges. So in many instances, this combination of factors goes involved in this whole Sports Doctors In. Here's an email from Frank, my 14-year-old daughter. She's been diagnosed with jumper's knee. You know, Frank, I tell you again, whether we're dealing with the physical therapy, you're dealing with the orthopedist, ruling out tears, getting a diagnosis, 50% of the volleyball, and I've worked with the Olympic volleyball players, with Gaida, who is a strength and conditioning coach in the 70s and 80s, and half the females I saw were knee problems. And we were adding orthotics with tremendous success to everything else that was being done. The female anatomy, wider hips, a different what's called Q angle, which is the angle of the femur, the long bone of the leg and the knee, changes sometimes the mechanics, especially if that athlete's a pronator. Excessive pronation, collapsing of the foot, even too much or too aggressively, increasing torque at the knee. So you want to pay attention to that. Gail said, you know, you're on the radio over 40 years. What was that history like? You know, Gail, I spent 20 years in WDCV, College of DuPage, their famous jazz station, WKDC. And it was interesting. I'm trying to remember if they had specialty shows. I think I came on after the lawnmower show. I'm not sure. Ha! But WKDC, 20 years. The famous KLA in one of the local towns where Guida and I, we had the coach of the Bears. We would spend once a week. It's something I fell in love with. I'm still doing it once a week here at BBC. Again, if you want to listen to past shows, go to bbsradio.com/the sports doctor. Go to archives, and you'll add to the mix. Thanks, everybody. Live radio, it's always an adventure.